9 to noon on AM 1360 KUIK, Westside Talk Radio.
James Brown. Ha! Getting in the hot tub! Oh, man, you gotta love that. That'll wake you up in the morning. It's Rich Burke today, filling in for Jeff Krupp. Jeff might be back tomorrow. You might be back Friday.
Was that his imitation of Richard Pryor smoking crack?
No. It was, well, I guess you
would
could...
Would he blip his face?
I guess you could pass it off as that. But I was referring to Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live when he did his James Brown, the hot tub. Getting into the hot tub! Ha! That was classic. We're having a lot of fun here today, and we're glad you can join us. The phones will be open later at 503-648-0101. But right now, we've got Bill Roller on from BR Capital. Good morning.
Morning, Rick. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. You know, I think as the sun comes up, I become more conscious and recognize it's a great day. So, hey, let me ask you something. BR Capital, I've heard of it. Maybe a few other people have heard of it, too. But a lot of people don't know what you folks do. What do you guys do down there?
Well, we're based here in Vancouver, Washington, but we have clients all over the Portland area, as well as several states. We're an investment management and financial planning firm. So we help folks kind of navigate the somewhat rocky waters that we've seen in the market the last few years.
Yeah, there have been some. That's a fact. So if I'm looking at setting up a 401k or changing my stock portfolio or trying to get into stocks or mutual funds or plan retirement or trusts or any of that sort of thing, those are the sort of services you provide.
We provide those services. We are a registered investment advisory firm.
Mm-hmm.
So we are licensed through the states of Oregon and Washington and Montana. And
that makes me feel safer.
We're different than a typical stockbroker in that we have a fiduciary relationship with our clients. We always have to act in their best interest.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, well, that's good. That's good. So, and how do folks contact you?
Well, they can catch us online at www.brcapitalinc.com. Our 800 number is 800-562-7096, and we also have a Portland line of 503-562-7096.
Okay, excellent. What was your opinion of Wall Street 2? I just saw that the other day. Did you see that movie?
Haven't seen it yet. It's on my list to go out and look. Movies like that, you know, I certainly was a fan of Wall Street 1, but mm-hmm. in a lot of ways, you know, if you know something about the subject and then you see the movie, you're always a little bit disappointed.
Yeah. I imagine that's probably true. Although, you know, it's interesting. I saw the movie Other People's Money with Danny DeVito a while back.
Yeah. Excellent movie.
Yeah, and, you know, it's very Hollywood and all that, very cute. But the speech that Danny DeVito gives that justifies a lot of the things that happen under capitalism, I think is classic. I think is educational, and folks should see it.
Well, most people, you have to understand that in a lot of ways, capitalism is kind of nasty when it's retail, but it's really good wholesale.
Yeah. Well, Winston Churchill once said democracy is the worst form of government except every other kind. Maybe the same is true with capitalism with respect to economic systems.
I would tend to agree with that. I mean, most people kind of see sort of the rampaging parts of capitalism, certainly when people lose their jobs or when industries downsize, but right. they kind of forget, you know, how great it is to have a working iPhone or iPod.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's interesting, a lot of the early communists came from rich parents that benefited from capitalism. Karl Marx was one of them.
You know? That's right. Well, the parents earn the money, and then that allows their children to do other things, like hang out in the London Library.
Yeah, and I guess that's how we ended up with the hippies, I think. Maybe. But anyway, let me ask you some more practical questions. If I had $1,000 or $5,000 to invest, what would be some viable options?
Well, I tell everybody, you know, the $1,000 or $5,000, are you covered by your employer's 401k?
I think most people have a 401k option, don't they?
Most do. Yeah. A lot of people don't necessarily fully fund it. Mm-hmm. So kind of the most effective thing to do first is really fully fund your 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to fully fund it because my employer doesn't match. it doesn't matter. Even if they don't necessarily match it, it's a pretty good deal to fully fund your 401k.
You're still investing in your future security.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if they're not matching, putting money in, you can do that. And it's very cost effective to do it through a company in a 401k.
Sure.
Then the next step would be to set up a Roth IRA.
Uh-huh.
Where you're putting money into that. You can put up to $6,000 this year if you're over 50 years old, or $5,000 if you're less. So,
how much does it cost to establish a Roth IRA or a 401k?
Really doesn't cost anything. You can get them through banks, you can get them through us. They're very cost effective.
So, it's a ridiculously low amount of money, but if I had $100 and said I want to open an IRA, could I do it?
Sure, you could do that.
And I could do it with a 401k too.
Well, a 401k, sure you could. It would be done through your employer, so.
Sure. Now, I can't walk in just as an independent contractor and open a 401k, can I?
As an independent, you mean a 1099? Sure.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, you could set up a 401k wouldn't necessarily make sense. It would be some sort of profit-sharing plan that you could set up. Or there's some very good plans now called Uni-Ks, where if it's just you or it's you and your spouse, you can put a lot of money away, and it's basically a 401k for one or two people.
So they're tax exempt?
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, the idea is when you retire, your income is less, and so you're in a lower tax bracket.
That's correct.
Yeah. Of course, the way our economy is jumping all over the place, it's hard to tell what the tax levels are going to be in 20 years. So I guess that may or may not be true. But
well, no matter what the tax levels are, the question is, do you want to have $300,000 to work with or zero to work with?
Yeah. That's the key issue there. And how much money do you think folks need for a decent standard of living? What do they need to have by the time they're 65?
Well, it depends on what they are right now, but easily they should be targeting having at least $1 million.
Net worth of $1 million.
Yeah, house paid off, money in a retirement plan, some form of long-term care.
Sure.
Available. And, of course, the sad fact is, quite a few people don't have anywhere near that.
Yeah, nowhere near that. And so if a couple is debt-free and they've got a house paid off that maybe was worth $300,000 and maybe they got another $300,000 or $400,000 in the bank and in 401ks, would you say that they're viable?
I'd say they're barely viable.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance that they'll be able to go into retirement in some form of style and do the things that they want to do, like travel, hang out with their grandchildren.
Otherwise, they're going to be eating Alpo.
Yeah, they're still going to be. The problem is people living a lot longer.
Yes.
And that's been the big thing that people haven't really realized, and society hasn't realized, that in some ways the medical care has gotten too good. People are living a lot longer, and they're going to be in retirement much longer than they think they're going to be.
Yeah, but who of us would say, oh, no, I've lived long enough. I'm ready to go.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess one or two, but that wouldn't be me.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, we have to deal with the short term as well, and we've got all this turmoil in the Middle East. Oil prices are over $100 a barrel again. What do you think the impact is going to be of this unrest that we see in the Middle East?
Well, obviously people are watching it very closely. I mean,
more specifically, is this going to kill the recovery?
I don't think so. Oil is right around $100 a barrel. Some of the other economic information that's coming out has actually been pretty positive the last few days, such as the manufacturing numbers came in yesterday, and they've been stronger. They're showing expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So in some ways, the economy is succeeding in spite of the bad news of higher oil prices.
But that really hasn't hit yet. I mean, if we start seeing gas prices of $4, $4.50 a gallon, with the transportation costs and all these other things, do you think this is going to reverse a lot of these gains you're seeing?
Yeah, well, I think we're kind of stuck in a sort of a flat line of the economy. We're going to be kind of going back and forth, not super strong, but not super weak either, kind of like up to, then next quarter down to, and sort of back and forth as this sort of works its way through the system.
Yeah, it would be good if this country could become independent of foreign oil, and the resources are there.
They're there, waiting to be explored and available. The North Slope of Alaska, the North Dakota shale formations, the amount of resources in the U.S. that are not being tapped is just phenomenal.
Do you think petroleum companies are a good investment now because of that?
I think so.
Or maybe smaller companies that do the drilling, the subcontracting?
The exploration companies, sure. Mm-hmm. Also, some of the oil services stocks are looking very interesting, sure.
Is there a fund that's based specifically on that industry that people could invest in?
Fidelity has a very good select oil services,
uh-huh.
as well as petroleum.
Okay. Now Fidelity, I'm not an investment expert, and I don't know how a lot of these things work. Now Fidelity is a what? It's like a wholesale investment company that they go through people like you to help people navigate these funds. What is it that Fidelity actually is?
Well, Fidelity is a custodian for us. They're actually our primary relationship. We deal with Fidelity Wealth and Institutions Group, and they're very good. So they provide services for registered investment advisory firms.
I see.
TD Waterhouse, or TD Ameritrade also has a institutional services. Schwab has a very well-known, well-regarded institutional services side.
So these organizations, they actually have the vehicles that people invest in, and what you help to do as an advisor is take a person that's not expert in the field and give them advice as to which of these vehicles to invest in.
Right. These firms provide a platform. They've got the execution services, the clearing services. They provide custody of client accounts. And, of course, their balance sheet is much stronger than ours, so that enables clients to sleep well at night knowing that their money is secure in a very strong, powerful firm.
Now, BR Capital, can you give contact information again while we're still in this conversation?
Yeah, they can check us out online at www.brcapitalinc.com. My Oregon number is 503-562-7096. And Washington line, 360-735-1900.
Now I remember when the Dow was down to about 6,000, 7,000. A lot of folks were telling me that we'd start to see things turn when the Dow's over 12. And the Dow's been over 12 now for a couple of weeks anyway. And you're starting to see some economic indicators that are moving in a positive direction. So do you think that is the magic line, the 12s, as an indicator?
I don't know. If it's sort of hard to find magic lines in terms of indices, because it's not kind of like flicking a switch or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think as long as the indices are trending up, that's a good thing.
That's what you're looking. You're not looking for a level. You're looking for a direction.
No, there's so much noise in the data that it's hard to find it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. There's the music. So
okay.
We're up to the segment. But hey, I really enjoyed this.
Well, thank you, Rich.
BR Capital, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. You take care. It's Rich Berg filling in for Jeff Krupp. You can call us up, 503-648-0101, 877-640-1360. We'll be right back.